好，我们今天我们继续讲关于圣殿里面的这个模式。
Today we're continuing to talk about the functions of the temple.
我们讲就是模式正确的时候呢，神的荣耀要降临。
When the function is correct, God's glory will come down.
那今天呢，我们特别的讲这个圣所里面的一些摆设。
We'll talk about some setup of the temple.
我请阿文放一下这个圣所的平面图。
阿文，我 display the temple image。
我们讲过呢，就是旧约的圣殿里的一切呢，在预表着新约耶稣基督的国。
Talked about in the Old Testament, everything in the temple is a sign for the kingdom of the New Testament。
我们先从一个带着祭物来到神的祭坛面前，让神赦罪，再变成一个祭司来服侍神。
We'll talk about bringing the sacrifice to the temple to become a priest to serve God.
我们先是领受神的这个赦免，领受神的恩典，完了以后呢，我们就成为一个祭司来服侍神。
So first we receive God's redemption and His grace, and then we become priests to serve.
圣经上讲的新约里面，我们每一个基督徒都是祭司。
It says in the Bible, every single Christian is a priest.
所以每一个人我们都是祭司。
So all of us we are priests.
So you can ask people to call you father.
So you can pick up and put up me, 父亲。
神父。
神父。
The big father. 那我们再讲讲呢，就是我们讲过，就是敬这个圣所。圣殿的每一道门呢，都是四种颜色，大家记得啊。从这个外院进外院的时候呢，也是什么蓝色、紫色、朱红色、白色，对不对
？So we talk about to enter the temple, the four doors are different colors. So they are the red, blue, purple, and white.
那进圣所的时候呢，也是蓝色、紫色、朱红色、白色，这个门脸就是这四种颜色。
Then when you enter into the holy place.And it's also
the same for the cross. 那就是靠着主耶稣的宝血，天上来的王，他的血接近我们，借来的血。
So it's relying on the blood of the king to cleanse us to white.
我们要复习一下，蓝色代表天，对吧
？So the blue sky.
紫色代表王。
The purple means king.
红色代表血。
And the red means blood.
白色代表洁净。那进到圣所呢，也是这四种颜色，它的门脸就是这四种颜色。
So when you enter into the holy place, the curtains are the same four colors.
所以耶稣讲呢，没有别的道路，它是道路、真理、生命，不通过它，没有人可以进到父的面前，没有通过它。
That's why Jesus said, "He is the way, the truth, and life. No one else can enter through other means but through Him."
那前一段时间呢，我们讲到这个，在这个祭坛这里的服侍各种器，完了以后呢，到祭司的穿戴。今天呢，我们要讲到在圣所里面的这两个摆设。
So before we talk about the equipment in the temple, we're going to talk about the way the priest dress, and now we're going to talk about the way it's set up inside the holy place.
当从外院进到圣所里面的时候呢？神的同在就不一样了。
So when you enter from the courtyard into the holy place, the presence of God is different.
每一次当我们靠近神的时候呢，神的同在就更加的丰满。
As we get nearer to God, God's presence becomes fuller.
同时呢，对我们的要求也更高。
And at the same time, His expectations become higher.
这个要求呢，大家不要想着就是神要让你做一些做不到的事情。
These expectations don't think about them as God's asking you to do something that you can't achieve.
而是说呢，神要让我们的生命呢更加的完善、完美、健康。
But that God wants our lives to be more full, better and healthier.
以致能够承受他给我们的生命，承受他给我们的一切的智慧和祝福。
So that we are able to accept the life that He's given us and all the blessings.
所以他就会有不同的要求。
That's why you'll have different expectations.
所以呢，那都是靠着恩典。有的人先到这里，对吧？是很长时间，对吧？要献祭啊，各样的祭啊。但是呢，另外一些人呢，祭司就要到进到这里来服侍。
So it takes sometimes, some people might stay over there for a while sacrificing, but then the priest will have to go into closer into the holy place.
在圣殿里面呢，有这个，这个叫做金灯台，金灯台。
In the holy place, there's a seven-branch lampstand.
橙色饼。
A table of showbread.
完了以后呢，还有这个，金香炉。
And also an altar of incense.
到至圣所里面呢，只有法宝，就是十诫。
And then only in the holy of holies, there's the covenant.
今天呢，我们最主要的要讲这个金灯台。
So today we're going to talk mostly about the seven branch lampstand.
那金灯台呢，就是这里讲到呢，就是七有个七个灯盏啊，七个灯盏的一个金灯台。
So here we talk about this lampstand that has seven branches.
那我要简略的要讲一下这两个摆设在同一个位置，一左一右。
So I'm going to talk about the setup of these two things. One's on the right, one's on the left.
这个橙色饼呢，也可以翻译作在英文叫做 bread of the presence， 就是同在的饼。
So this table of showbread can be translated to bread of presence.
那为什么就是又是 showbread and bread of presence 就是 show show something there, show okay
so, yeah.
出现了，这就叫做 presence， 也叫做 show.
So yeah, that's why it's called both showbread and presence because something was being shown or appeared there.
这个饼呢，我们知道是吃到里面的，对吧？
And we know the bread is to be eaten.
这是让我们的生命呢。就是要成长，要吃到里面。
Yeah, to eat it so that our life can grow.
当然，这些摆在神的面前，神需要吃饼吗
？So does God need to? But does God need to eat bread?
神需要一个灯台吗
？Does God need a lampstand?
他都是为了我们。
He did it for us.
那一个是要吃到里面的，另一个呢？这个灯呢是要发光，发光是发到里面还是发到外面？发光是要发到外面的。
So one is to be consumed within us, and the other one, the lampstand, is to release the light. Is it to be released inside of us or away from us?
所以这两个呢，进去以后的这个祭司的服饰呢，就是要带下让神的这个话语、神的同在呢，就带下这个一个食粮，我们大家要吃；另一个呢，我们要发光。
So the point of this is to bring God's word down, so that it becomes first.To nourish us and for us to spread the light to the world.
这个很有意思的，就是我们从自然科学上讲呢，或者从哲学上讲呢，就是一个叫做中国的哲学，一个叫做阴，一个叫阳。
So in Chinese philosophy, you have yin and yang.
其实阴呢，指的是一个静态的东西，一个母亲，一个厚实的一个东西，就是在孕育的东西。
So yin it represents like a nurturing side, like a mothering, mothering.
那从物理学上面讲呢，叫做势能，应该要有势能。势能是抗，它没有爆炸，但是里面有很多的能量。Potential energy.
Oh, so from the physics perspective, it's a potential energy.
那当它往外化的时候呢，就变成了阳，就变成了动能。
So then when it releases outwards, it becomes yang from yin yang, or also kinetic energy.
其实呢，物理学上很简单，就是我们在所有物理的处理任何东西的时候呢，它就是处理一个势能和一个动能。
So this is actually very simple. Whenever you talk about these things, it's just related to potential energy and kinetic energy.
势能和动能之间一个转化。
It's the switching between the kinetic and the potential energy.
那这个吃的东西呢，食粮上面就有势。
And so eating food, this nourishing us gives us the potential energy.
你在那里睡觉的时候，你的势能也在里面。
So when you're sleeping, the potential energy is still inside of you.
但是发光的时候呢，就到外面。
But when you spread the light, then the energy goes towards the
outside. 在你工作的时候呢，那就是在外面。
So when you're working, it's the kinetic energy is going towards the outside.
所以这两个呢是必不可少。我们的基督徒的生命呢，必不可少。
So that's why these two elements are both crucial to our Christian life.
我们不能只吃不做，也不能只做不吃。
We can't not just eat and then not do anything, or we can't also do something not eat.
我们不能天天只是读经祷告啊，不去做主的工。也不能天天都只做主的工，不读经祷告。
We can't sit there praying and reading the Bible all day without doing God's work, and we also can't do God's work without praying and 明白吗？
所以神就是说给我们一个身体，包括日常生活里面，我们必须要吃，要做事。
So God gave us a body. Every day we have to eat and we have to do things.
所以给我们脑袋，给我们心脏，一切，还有给我们双手，有十个指头，都是要做事情。
He gave us a brain, a heart, and hands with ten fingers to do things.
那我要讲讲，就是说这个 showbread， 这个橙色饼呢，它有十二个橙色饼。
So there's 12 showbreads.
但是呢，这个金灯台上它有七个灯盏。
But on the left side, there's 7 branches.
我简单的讲一下这个七和十二这两个数字。
So let me talk briefly about the numbers 12 and 7.
大家听到这个七的话，好像很熟悉啊，圣经里面讲到很多的七。大家举几个例子，有什么七
？So in the Bible, it talks a lot about seven. Can you come up with some examples? When does it mention this number seven in the Bible?
天妻子向你出。
啊。
一天妻子嫁民主。
什么？
一天妻子嫁民主。
那不是圣经里面写的吗？哈哈哈是圣经里面，那很好。但是我讲圣经里面写的什么的。圣经里面第一个星期一星期七天，这是圣经里面来的。
So the first thing is every week has seven days.
因为神六天造我们，第七天他就休息，就这样弄。
God created the world in six days.
还有什么？七有关的。
Anything else related to seven in the Bible?
饶恕人。
饶恕人要七十七次。
Yeah, when you forgive people, you have to forgive them 77 times.
还有呢？
绕成七圈。
Yeah, and then walking around the walls of Jericho.
耶利哥城倒塌七圈，还有哪个地方出现七？七宗罪算不
算？七宗
罪。在圣经里面写的是吧？
好像是。
可能有，可能有，对，
对
对。对，没有 seven version， ten version。
OK。
OK， 在启示录里面也讲了很多七。
And the Revelation also talks a lot about seven。
有七个网 ，seven bowls， 七个网。
Oh, bowls. And there are seven bowls.
七个印 ，seal。
And seven seals.
还有七支号
，seven
trumpets.
Yeah, trumpets.
还有七个大灾难。
And seven great disasters.
讲到十二的话，大家想到什么
？And when we talk about 12, what do you think about?
哇，有好多十二。
Yeah, 12 disciples, 12 tribes of Israel.
那在这个
十二个神迹
没有十个神迹。
这个神迹，
在这个神的宝座面前呢，在启示录里面有24个长老这是十二的两倍。
In the Revelations, there are 24 elders, which is double.
还有呢，那个地方看到有144,000，这是十二的倍数
Also, there is
144,000. It's a multiple of 12. Yeah. 还有呢？还有就是说，在启示录22章呢，讲到有生命树，生命树上结着十二样的果子。
And in Revelation 12, it talks about the tree of life. It also has 12 fruits.
你就发现呢，一讲到七的时候基本上跟人的关系不大，都是神的作为。
So, you realize when we talk about the number seven, it doesn't have much to do with people, but it has more to do with God and God's work.
你发现没有？这个神创造七天。创造天地七天，对吧
？God creating in seven days.
完了以后，七王、七灾、七这个、七那个，对吧？
Yeah,
七灵、
bowls,
七星，对吧
？Seven stars, seven disasters.
就是七是一个神的一个圆满的数字。
So seven is a whole number for God.
十二呢是人和神交往的时候一个圆满的数字。
12 is the whole number between the interaction between man and God.
那十二呢是我们科学家非常喜欢的一个数字。世界上的人也比较喜欢。
And people on Earth and scientists really like the number 12.
那十二呢？它是不能讲太多。十二呢是所有数字里面往上数的话，一二三四五六七，第一个约数最多的数。
What's that?
It's the factors, the most of the factors.
12 is the smallest number with the most factors.
就是它可以二乘。六三乘四，对不对
？It can be like 2 times 6, 3 times 4.
对 ，a lot of factors.
There's a lot of factors.
就是很容易组合。
So it's very easy to combine.
七这个数字呢，好不好组合呀
？And seven easy to combine.
我们科学地上的人不喜欢七，这是神的数字。
So that's why people on Earth don't like it. It's God's number.
Anyways, 所以这个十二呢，一提到十二的时候，就是跟神创造的这个给人用的这个世界有关系。
So when we talk about 12, it's about the earth that God has created for humans to use.
所以呢，它就十二个时辰啊，啊，十二个月份啊，这是都神人跟神这个祝福的这个过程里面一个圆满的一个数字。
So it's like 12 is like 12
months, 12 hours, seasons, you know.、
Mm-hmm.
所以它是一个很特别的数字，你这个十二的这个月数呢，月数三四六都是很跟人很有关系。
So 12 is a very interesting number and like all its factors 3, 6, 2
二三四六
related to people
啊，二三四六
2, 4
所以我们的空间
2, 3, 4,
对吧，我们的空间两度空间三度空间四面八方对不对
like our dimensions, our space.
是吗？都是跟这个十二有关系。
It all has to do with 12.
所以我们很喜欢十二。
So、
这是神给人造的一个空间。
This is something that God has created for humans.
那、以色列的有十二个儿子啊，这是一个完美的一个祝福。
It's a blessing from God.
所以呢，就是说，十二呢，我们看到这个饼啊，饼是就给我们的生命啊，啊，生命来这个。
So,
来营养我们的生命，人的生命。
So this bread is something to nourish our life, to nourish the human life.
但是这个金灯台呢是圣灵。
But this,
这是神的灵。
Is the Holy Spirit. It is God's Spirit.
但是呢，它会借着人来发出来。
But it needs people to be able to release its life.
你一碰到气的时候呢，即使人在里面的话，人也做不了决定。
When you see the number seven, even if people are there, they can't make the decision.
是神在做决定。
It's God who's making the decision.
神在做事情。
It's God who's working.
神可能用一下人，也可能不用。
God may use people, or he may not.
那我们回到这个金灯台，今天主要讲这个金灯台。
So I'm going to talk back to the lampstand.
那圣经里面讲的，我们翻到这个出埃及记25章。
Let's look at Exodus 25.
我们就从31节到40节。
So we'll read from verse 31 to 40.
要用金金做一个灯台，灯台的座和杆与秋，与杯、秋花都要借连一块取出来。
Make a lampstand of pure gold, hammer out its base and shaft, and make its flower-like cups, buds, and blossoms of one piece with them.
灯台两旁要插出六个子枝，这旁三个，那旁三个。
Six branches are to extend from the sides of the lampstand, three on one side and three on the other.
这旁名字上有三个杯，形状像杏花，有球有花。那旁名字上有三个杯，形状像杏花，有球有花。从灯台支出来的六个枝子都是如此。
Three cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms are to be on one branch, three on the next branch, and the same for all six branches extending from the lampstand.
灯台上有四个杯，形状像杏花，有球有花。
And on the lampstand, there are to be four cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms.
灯台明两个枝子，一下有球与枝子接连一块。灯台处的六个枝子都是如此。
One bud shall be under the first pair of branches extending from the lampstand, a second bud under the second pair, and a third bud under the third pair.
球和枝子要接连一块，都是一块金金垂出来。
The buds and branches shall all be of one piece with the lampstand, hammered out of pure gold.
要做灯台的七个灯帐。
Then make its seven lamps and set them on it so that they light the space in front of it.
即是要点这灯，使灯光对照。灯台的蜡剪和蜡花旁也要用金金的。
Its wick trimmers and trays are to be made of pure gold.
做灯台和这一切的器具，要用金金一他连得。
A talent of pure gold is to be used for the lampstand and all these accessories.
要精圣做这些物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
See that you make them according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
等一会我们再来解释啊，这些每一个细节，是代表着什么意义。
So later we're going to dissect all these details to see what they mean.
我们再读一段圣经，是在利未记24章第一节到第九节。
Now let's read Leviticus 24:1-9.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，要吩咐以色列人把那为灯为点灯捣成的青橄榄油拿来给你，使灯常常点着。
The Lord said to Moses, command the Israelites to bring you clear oil of pressed oil, olives for the light, so that the lamps may be kept burning continually.
在会幕中发柜的幔子外，亚伦从晚上到早晨，必在耶和华面前经历这灯，这要做你们世世代代永远的定例。
Outside the curtain that shields the Ark of the Covenant Law in the Tent of Meeting, Aaron is to tend the lamps before the Lord from evening till morning continually. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come.
他要在耶和华面前收拾金金灯台上的灯。
The lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord must be tended continually.
好，我们就读到这一段，读到这，再读一下启示录第四章第五节。
Let's read Revelations 4:5.
第四章第五节。
Chapter 4:5.
第四章第五节这里讲到呢，就是说，这个天上的一些敬献，说是有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的器灵。
It says here, from the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God.
我们也可以看看这个启示录的第一章第四节。
And also Revelations 1:4.
啊，但愿那气在、今在、永在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的器灵。
Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come and from the seven spirits before his throne.
这里就讲到这个金灯台和器灵。我们再看二十节，第一章二十节。
We're talking about the lampstands and the spirits.
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
And verse 20 says, the mystery of the seven stars that you saw on my right hand and the seven golden lampstands is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
这讲到呢，七个灯台就是七个教会。
Talking about here that the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
那不是讲的是灵吗？怎么为什么是教会呢？我们再看。
It was talking about spirits, but why is it talking about church now?
再看看第二章的这个第五节。
So let's look at chapter 2, verse 5.
所以应当回想起你从哪里堕落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
It says here, consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
这里讲到呢，就说简单的讲一下，就七个灯台是七个教会，但是呢，他说我把灯台要挪走，就是什么？把他的灵要挪走，就他的同在要挪走，明白这个意思？不是这个教会，不是指的是这些人就是教会，而是有神同在的教会，就是真教会。
So these lampstands representing the seven churches, when God says He's going to move them away, it means He's going to move His Spirit away. So the church is not a church because of the people; the church is a church because of God's presence in there.
大家明白？
Do you understand?
大家明白，就是虽然指的是教会，但是那是神的有神的同在的教会，就是教会；没有神同在的教会，就不是神的教会。
Even though it's referring to church, a church without God's presence is not a church. Only a church with God's presence.
那我们再次的回到呢，就是出埃及记的这个第二十五章第一段圣经
so、
我们来集中在那里。
Go back to the Exodus 25。
那第一个呢，你看到这个有好多的图画呀，有人就用图画来解释这个神的话语，有不同的解释的方法，你看起来比较糊涂啊，究竟是几个丘、几个碑、几个枝，所以今天我先不讲这个细节。
Lots of times people try to use pictures to depict what it looks like, but it gets a little confusing.
但是呢，
we're not going to talk about that.
有七个灯帐是肯定。
But then we know for certain there are seven lampstands.
但是有多少个杯不清楚。
We don't know how many cups there are.
但是呢，有这个清楚的地方，我们也知道呢，上面有这个球，有花，有杯。
But what we know is that there are buds and blossoms and cups.
那这个球呢，英文翻译做什么？叫做 bud。
Yeah, the 球 means bud.
就是其实就是说呢，是花蕾，明白了吗？花蕾。
Yeah, it's like the flower buds.
那中文呢翻译做球。那下面呢有花。
Then we have flowers.
又有杯。
The flowers is 花 is the blossoms and then the flower like cups.
那他说这里面的这个花，这个整个一体呢，像杏花，像杏花。
So apparently the flowers look like the almond flowers.
所以这个整体的呢，代表着这个杏树的一个图画。
So as a whole, these three things together paint a picture of the almond tree.
那杏树呢，是春天第一个在近东，就是那个地方，以色列地方第一个开花的树。
In Israel, the almond tree is the one that blossoms first.
所以呢，就是说，但第一个开花的树呢，就带来这个盼望，带来这个整个的这个生命的气息。
So the tree that blossoms first is the tree that brings hope. It brings the breath of life.
那我们再解释一下这个花蕾完了以后呢，它说有花，还有什么一个杯，有 cup.
So yeah, we talk about the buds, and now there's the cups.
当然，这个杯子上面呢，就放到灯上。
And then these cups on top of them are the lamps.
那现在好多人呢，图画里面他放个蜡烛，那个时候没有蜡烛，他放一个灯上，是用这个叫什么陶瓷做的一个小的一个器皿啊，上面一个捻子抽出来呢，里面放上橄榄油就着着，它不是蜡烛。
So in the pictures they usually put a candle, but that's not correct. It's a whole lampstand on the cup.
那这个杯究竟是一个什么东西呢
？So what is this cup?
我们看看这个阿文放一下那个图画，就是杏树的这个果实。
So Abel will show us the.
就是这个杏树到最成熟的时候呢，那个杏仁外面裹的那一层东西呢，它就像一个杯。
So when the almond trees become at its most mature, the outside coating it's on the
但杏仁成熟的时候，里面这个是杏仁，看到没
有？ So you see when it's maturing,
外面这个壳呢像个杯。
And the inside is the almond, and the outside shell is like a cup.
那这是一种解释。
This is one explanation.
啊，那我觉得这是一个比较合适的解释。
I think this is a pretty reasonable explanation.
那如果有别的解释呢，大家也可以听，但是不要去 argue， 因为剩下我们怎么样，彼此相爱，我们知道的不多。
Then you can go look into it, but don't argue because God says.
但是我觉得这个解释是比较好的，因为什么呢？因为它是整个讲的就是一个从头到尾讲的像一个像一个杏树。
But this explanation is good because it talks about from the beginning to the end. It is like an almond tree.
杏树有好多的枝子。
There's many branches on an almond tree.
那枝子呢，代表丰富。
Branches represent fruitfulness.
神的面前的器灵呢，代表完全。
And the seven spirits of God represent wholeness.
所以神让这个杏树呢，代表就是神的这个生命在我们的里面啊，发光的生命在里面是完全的。
So he uses this almond tree to represent that when God is in us, that the light that we share to the world is whole.
你会发现呢，他说先要有花，有球，有花。完了以后呢，就是最上面呢，就是那个 cup， 就是那个杯。
So that's why it says first you need to have the buds, then the blossoms, and on the very top is the cups.
这都是一个成长的过程。先要有什么？有树干，完了有花蕾，下面有花，完了以后呢，成熟。
So it's all part of the growing process. First you need the buds, then you need the blossoms, right? Then the cups.
那成熟就有了果实。
And then when it's mature, it has the fruit.
但是整个的一个过程呢，在这个金灯台这个地方啊，是很特别，跟这个show bread 或者别的地方不一样。金灯台这边呢，是神的工作很特别。
So this part is very unique. Regarding the lampstand is different than the show bread because God's work here is different.
在我们的生命里面有一个成长被喂养的过程。
In our life, there is a process of being nourished and growing.
但是另外一个地方呢，神有一个锻造的过程，锻打的过程，一个 refining process。
And so the other part in our life, God has a refining process.
所以这个树呢，它是一个杏树，是一个有生命的，但是它同时又是金的，这是属神的生命。
So first it is an almond tree, it is a tree,
has
life, but then it's also a golden tree, so that represents God.
所以它不是一个一般的树，它是有神的生命在里面的树。
So it's not just a regular tree, it's a tree with God's life in it.
所以神的生命一在人的里面的时候呢，神是不折不扣的要来锻打。
So when God is inside of your life, He will continuously refine you.
这是免不了。
This is unavoidable.
因为他必须要把金子里面所有的东西都要好的东西。
Because the golden part all has to be good. All the gold has to be perfect.
所以他在这个金灯台、七藏灯台这个过程，他用一块金，他写的很清楚，都是一块里面吹出来的。它不是用两三块拼在一起，一块里面吹出来。
So this is very clearly in here that the seven branches of the lampstand is all made out of one piece of gold.
一代表一个整体，一个完全。
One represents a whole.
所以一也代表你生命的一个完整和统一性。
So this one also represents the wholeness and unity of your life.
圣经里面常强调，神也只有一位神。
And in the Bible, it always mentions there's only one God.
那你的生命也非常的独特，你只有一位。
And so your life is also very unique. You only have one of you.
所以不要讲什么装饰啊，你要变狗啊，变另外一个人，没有的。你在神的面前非常独特。
Don't talk about reincarnation, turning into a dog or whatever. You are unique in God's eyes.
你就是你。
You are you.
神爱你。
God loves you.
不，他不是说神爱你，下一次把你变成一个猪，变成一个男人，变成一个女人。
It's not like God. No. Yeah, so he'll turn you into a dog or a man or a woman the next life.
所以他用一块金子要吹出来，他不是拼凑的，也不是什么。
That's why he needs to use one whole piece of gold to create that, not many parts.
我们的信仰也是一个完整的信仰。
And our faith is also a complete faith.
我们的信仰不是一个拼凑的信仰。
Our faith is not a faith that's pieced together.
我们不是像有一些宗教把这个宗教拿一下来，那个宗教拿一下来拼凑在一起。No.
We're not like some other religions where they take a bit from this or take a bit from the other religions and put them together to one piece.
所以圣经上讲呢，我们在主里面重生的人，即是从上面生的。这段人是从神生的，他不是从情欲生的，不是从人意生的，而是从神生的，是神的儿女。
So that's why we are born from God, not from humans.
So 我们的主呢，也就是一个主。
And so our God is just one God.
所以圣经上讲呢，他是神的独生子。
And that's why in the Bible it says he's God's one and only Son.
都是这次从这一里面出来。
It's all from one.
我们只有一个神。
Only have one God.
我们这个人呢，也是一个人。
And we only are one person.
神的教会也是一个教会。
And God's church is one church.
所以呢，他从这义里面呢，就要垂出来。
And so from this one, it carves out the whole thing.
垂出来这个蕾。
To carve out the buds.
垂出来这个花。
To carve out the blossoms.
垂出来杯。
And to carve out the cups.
都是垂出来。
It's all carved out.
你喜欢被神垂吗
？Do you like to be carved out by God？
不喜欢。
我们都不大喜欢。
We don't like that。
但是呢，圣经上讲的很清楚，他说在这个以弗所书，我们可以走到以弗所书啊，就是神的工作呢。他说什么？我们是神手中的工作呀，啊，神手中的工作。
In Ephesians it says that we are the work of God.
第二章第八节，我们很熟悉的经文。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
第八、第九、第十。
To 10.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, and not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we would walk with him.
这里讲到呢，第十节讲的呢，就是我们原是他的工作。英文翻译是什么？
And so in chapter, verse 10, it says, For we are his workmanship, created in Christ.
啊，英文讲这个 workmanship, 就是说他的手工作品。
Yeah, and here in workmanship means something crafted by, crafted.
它的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of this?
目的是要基督里面什么？要来为要做什么？读一下。
What's the purpose? It is to is created in Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
对，是神要我们，那就是说那个行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。或者说呢， do good works.
So yeah, God wants us to do the things He told us to do and to do good works.
就是一个收工作坊里面一个茶壶啊，那是收工作坊里面敲出来，或者什么呀，都是为了一个好的工作，
yeah.
将来要能够做好的工作。
So in a workshop, when you make like a teapot or whatever, it's meant to serve a good purpose in the future.
但是呢，这个过程我们作为人是不太喜欢。
But this process, as humans, we don't really like it.
但是呢，神呢定义要做。
But God has destined to do this.
我好像给大家讲过，曾经，一个姐妹服侍我的时候，看到一个异象，我在最痛苦的时候看到神就是在锤一个器皿。
So I share with you guys when I was at my lowest time, somebody saw a vision of me that God was hammering and carving me out.
因为在他看到这个异象之前，我正好我做了一个同样的事情，我把一个煎那个中国人炒菜的煎底锅呢，我就死活把它吹成一个平底锅。
So because before she shared this vision, I actually did the same thing. I took a Chinese wok that's curved, and I hammered it into a flat-bottomed pan.
因为我们用的是电炉嘛。
Because we use the electric stove.
那时候我们在那个租的房子后面，我用石头，石头上还要垫上木头，因为石头和铁的东西锤的话，它锤坏了，要垫上木头。就是平，最后把它中间吹出来一大块。
Yeah, so in the place that we rented in the backyard, I put a wooden block on a stone, and then I hammered it into a flat bottom.
而且我一边吹，我还说我一定要把你吹平。
And then I was saying I must make you flat.
所以当那个姐妹看到我那个意象的时候，我立刻就这样哭了。我知道神的心意是什么。
And so when the sister saw that vision, I cried because I knew God's heart for me.
但是我记得很清楚，就是我在读神学呢，生了三个孩子，我就觉得我的收入呢很少，我要去做工呢还是怎么样，我很挣扎。
I remember that time I was studying theology and I had three young children and I was very poor and I didn't know how to make ends meet. I was thinking about working and very.
那时候Susan呢就辞了他的工作，也因为孩子小就不能工作。
And that time Susan quit her job because she was taking care of the children.
那我去，我说要做工吧。那有些人也是打电话给我，一些 college 这样的，他就说要不要去任教啊这样。但是呢，我祷告时候神的意思不是这样，就让我做个 tutor。完了以后，有一打没一打的。
So yeah, I was, you know, praying, and some people have asked me, you know, to go to colleges to teach, and but then God's will for me wasn't that, so I just continued being a tutor.
那我就想呢，就是集中，集中力量的呢，学习那个神学课程，非常重的神学的课程。
So I wanted to gather all my energy to focus on the courses of the theology program because they were quite heavy.
所以我就很挣扎。
So I was very conflicted.
很挣扎，在祷告的时候，我就说：“神啊，我又不是摩西，我又不是大卫，你放过我吧。
”So I was very conflicted when I was praying. I said, "God, I'm not Moses, I'm not David. Just let me go."
必须找教授吧。
Find Joshua and
Sam. 哎呀，很痛苦那个阶段。
So that time was very difficult.
结果那个姐妹呢，从蒙特利尔过来，她来找我们呢，她就一起祷告，看到这样一个异象，就是神在锤一个器皿。她说神在锤一个器皿。
So that when that sister came over from Montreal to and then shared this vision with me, that you know that God was like carving me, hammering me out.
他说：“弟兄，你有什么罪需要悔改
？”He said, "Brother, do you have any sins you need to repent for?"
我说：“我没罪，你待到一边去。
”I said, "I have no sins. Go over there."
我自己已经知道，我知道神在拣选我，我就坐到一个角落，自己一个人祷告。我就是很，但我释放了，我知道神在说：“啊，你就是我手上的器皿，我在做成一个好的器皿。
”Yeah, and so I knew what I had to do, and I prayed, and I knew that God was saying to me that I am a work, a vessel that He has created.
那我就当时明白了三件事情。
So I understood three things at that time.
那第一个呢，就是神要做的器皿呢，是一个好的器皿，它的目的是好的。
First is that the vessel that God is trying to create is a good vessel. It's the purpose, the intent is good.
就像刚才圣经里面讲的，就是他要在耶稣基督里做成一个好的器皿，不要让我们 do good work， 行事情好。
Like in the Bible, when it says Jesus wants to create us to do good works.
所以他的目的是好的。
So its purpose is good.
第二个呢，就是说，他一定要做成。
And the second thing is that he must and he will complete it.
就说我能是胳膊扭不过大腿。You cannot wrestle with God and win. 胳膊扭不过大腿，你最好做什么？伏下来，伏下来。
So if your arm cannot wrestle somebody's leg, then you should just surrender.
所以就是要伏下来。
So just surrender.
那第三个呢？这个过程就是我是不喜欢，谁也不喜欢，就是一个锤炼的过程，要做好预备。
And the third point, nobody likes this, but this is a process of refinement. But we have to prepare ourselves for that.
So we 怎么样来接受这样一个锤炼很重要。
So how we accept this refinement is very important.
那到今天我的锤炼并没有完全结束，一段一段，
Even until today, my refinement is not complete. It's a stepwise process.
先吹出一个花蕾来。神就想休息一下。
First, after a bud is refined, then God will take a break.
我要休息一下。
Then I'll take a break.
他再开始吹一朵花出来。
And then he'll hammer out a flower. A
花比花蕾漂亮一点。
And the blossom is a little prettier than the bud.
神再休息一下。
And then God will take a break.
我也休息一下。
I'll take a break.
完了，他就吹出一个杯来。
And then he'll carve out a hammer.
里面有一个成熟的果实。
And the cup inside will have a very mature fruit.
我相信现在我们在那个路上。
So I believe right now we're on this path.
那成熟的果子呢，将来就要出油了，就要点灯了。
And this mature almond fruit in the future will produce oil and it will light lampstands.
油是怎么出来的？要炸油。
So how does oil come out? You have to, you know, fry the oil.
这一切的目的都是好的。
So all of this purpose is good.
这一切的目的都是好。
All of these purpose is good.
大家要知道，就是神的心意是非常好。
We need to know that God's intent is good.
但是呢，因为我们是亚当的后代，我们好多东西呢，不太理解神的这个做法。
Yeah, but because we are Adam's descendants, a lot of times we don't understand God's way of working.
所以我们有很多的挣扎。
So we have lots of conflicts.
但是大家要知道，你知道发现。我要讲的就是神呢非常看重我们。
So, one thing you need to know is that God holds us in high regard.
非常的，怎么用这个词？我这段经文我要讲，就是说非常的看重我们的价值。
He really holds our value in high regard.
那这个金灯台呢，就是要为他要发光的。
And this lampstand is to emit light for him.
放上橄榄油
and you put on the olive oil,
而且永远不会熄灭的
and it will never be extinguished.
那祭司呢就要来经历这灯
and
不让它熄灭
and the priest needs to maintain this light so that it never extinguishes.
所以你和我呢一直要来经历这灯不要让它熄灭
so you and I like we need to continue to maintain this light
一直要有光发在神的面前发在人的面前
we always need to continuously emit this light in front of God and others.
因为这个世界需要的是什么？需要的是三个东西 ：love, life, and light.
Because the world right now needs these three things, which is love, light, and life.
就是当我们这个光照在人的面前，就带来一切的改变和盼望。
And so when this light shines in front of others, it brings hope and change.
但是，当我们愿意成为这个灯杖的时候呢？为神的油装在里面来发光的时候呢，神非常非常的看重。
And so when we are willing to be this lampstand for God's own oil to come, and for us to emit light for Him, God holds this in high regard.
他怎么样来看重我们在下面的经文里面
？So how does He hold us in high regard?
我如果讲出来的话，你会非常的感动。
So when I share, you will be very touched.
他说这里面呢有一个。灯台的三十八节，灯台的蜡剪和蜡盘花，也是要金金的，对不对
？It says here, its wick trimmers and trays are to be of pure gold.
那这个蜡剪是做什么的呢
？So what is this wick trimmers?
就是那个灯芯啊，那个捻子上面呢，它找找找就变成黑色的焦炭了，它就再不能吸上油来，它就把它剪掉，你明白？ 就像一块焦炭，它就是垃圾一样的。
Yeah. So on like on the light, the wick, when it after it's burned, it's all burnt and it's so it's
charcoal.
It's charcoal. Yeah. It's a garbage. You need to remove it.
所以呢，它这个用这个蜡剪剪下来呢，就放在一个盘子里。
So the wick trimmers are to trim the wick to put it away.
如果是你和我做这个，我小时候如果点过灯的话，这个灯的，你剪完以后，那个蜡花你要扔到哪里
？So, yeah, if you have ever you know, lit a candle and then trimmed it,
你自己点过灯没有？小时候
？When you have you ever lit a lamp when you were little?
那个你根本不 care 的，对不对
？Yeah, you don't care. You cut the wick, you throw it wherever.
你明白那个灯芯上剪下那个黑色的那，你就随便扔哪里都可以。
Yeah, the charcoal that is burnt from the wick, you just throw it wherever.
但是神是怎么做的
？But how does God do it?
他用金子做的，是纯金做的蜡剪。
But he makes the wick trimmers out of pure gold.
剪下来放在纯金做的盘子里面收藏起来。
And so after he uses this pure gold trimmers, he cuts it and he puts it in a tray made of pure gold.
大家明白吗
？So do you understand?
他不是随便扔在那里。
So he doesn't just throw it.
他用金的剪刀剪下来放在金的盒子。
He uses theGolden trimmers to put it in the golden tray.
就是说，每一个为他发过光灯，我们的生命他都非常的看重。
So that means that every life that has emitted light for him, he holds us in very high regard.
你为他燃烧过的，你燃烧你的生命为他燃烧了，燃烧过的每一个在别人看来，可能你已经变老了，你已经头发白了。你可能有的人为了服侍主，身体甚至有病了，甚至人家觉得你没有能力了。但是呢，神非常的看重。
So every life that has been on fire for God, even though you're old, your hair is gray, you even maybe have some illnesses because of serving the Lord for so long, people see you as whatever, useless now. But God holds you in very high regard.
大家明白吗
？Do you understand?
人可能说你这个人没用了。
Yes, other people can say, oh, you as a human, you're useless now.
但是神不是这样的。
But God is not like that.
他把它收藏在金的盘子里。
He places you carefully in the golden tray.
所以在这个约翰福音第十二章，我们可以看一下神多么的尊重任何一个服侍他的人。
And so from John 13, we can see how much. John 12, we can see how much God respects those who serve him.
他说。二十六节
26, verse 26.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My father will honor the one who serves me.
就说任何一个服侍主的人，他的天上的父亲都会尊重他。
So whoever serves God.His heavenly Father will also respect him, honor him.
这是什么样的概念？任何一个服侍主的人，天父都要尊重你。
What is this concept that everyone who serves God will be honored?
天父尊重你是什么概念
？What does it feel like to be honored by his heavenly Father?
你会经历到这样的。
And you will experience this.
他把什么最好的都会给你。
He will give the best of everything to you.
你相信吗
？Do you believe that?
因为他尊重你。
Because he honors you.
这个尊重不是说是一个口上的尊重。
This honoring is not something just words from your mouth.
原文里面的那个钦佩就是价值，看重他的价值。
In the original language, 钦佩 it means he values it's your value.
那个孝敬父母那个词也是钦佩。
And honor your mother and father, that word is also teammate. It means to hold the value of your parents in high regard.
神会看重我们的价值。
And so God will hold our value.
所以英文翻译是 honor.
So in English, it's translated to honor.
这是尊重。
That means honor.
明白吗？神如果尊重你的、看重你的价值，他会做什么
？If God honors your value, what will He do?
大家记得摩西对吧？摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候，他经受好多的事情。
When Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, he experienced so many things.
有时候以色列人抱怨他，甚至要用石头要砸死他。
Sometimes the Israelites complain and they even want to stone him.
有一次记得没有的，亚伦和这个米利亚呢挑战摩西的权柄的时候，神出来讲话了。 最后让米利亚长了大马蜂。
Remember when Miriam and Aaron challenged Moses' authority, God came and he made Miriam have leprosy. Yeah.
他说摩西是我的仆人，你还不害怕吗？
He said, Moses is my servant.
他在我全家敬忠。他在我全家敬忠啊。Is faithful in all things in my household. 所以呢，当我们在神的家里面来敬忠的时候，在服侍的时候，是天上的父亲，他会为我们来我们挡着一切，他会为我们做一切。
So when we are faithful in all things, God will protect us and he'll walk in front of us.
你知道摩西这个人，他死的时候很特别，他是唯一一个，就是说死的时候人没有埋葬，他是上帝把他埋葬。
So when Moses died, it was very unique. He's the only one where when he died, the people didn't bury him. God buried him.
圣经里面好多人有很特别的死法，像以诺没有死就被神接走了，耶稣死而复活了，对吧？以利亚没有死被神接走了。但是呢，这个摩西呢，他是神让他要那个时候要死掉。但是呢，神亲自埋葬他。
So in the Bible, lots of people they have different, very interesting ways of dying. Like Elijah, he didn't die; he just was, carried up to heaven, and Jesus died and rose again. But Moses, he died, and God buried him personally.
我们去世的时候，谁来埋葬我们？
So when we die, who buries us?
我们最亲的人。
The people closest to us.
其实上帝就是说，我就是你最亲的人。
So God is saying, I am the closest.
因为你是我最，你是我的仆人。
Because you are my servant.
这就是神怎么样来对待摩西。
So this is how God treats Moses.
所以呢，这个灯帐为他发光的这个灯台，当油放到里面，橄榄油放到里面，为他发光的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们服侍他的人是一定会经历神的这个重视、尊重。
So when the olive oil is put into the lampstand that emits light for the Lord.We will experience God's honoring of us.
你会看到，你现在所关心的任何一件事情，你的孩子、你的经济、你的健康、你周围人的健康或者什么东西，神都会为你来处理。
Yeah. So what you will experience is that everything that you value, whether it's your children, your health, the finances of people around you, God will take care of it.
但如果他现在还没有为你处理，很可能现在他还要锤，他在一个被锤的过程。
So if God has not taken care of this stuff, maybe you are still in the refinement process.
所以我们要来接受这一个被锤的过程。
So we have to accept this refinement process.
明白？
Do you understand?
我们这个里面呢，我们接受他的旨意的时候呢，神的美好的旨意很快实现在我们的身上。
So when we're in this process and we are accepting His wonderful will to be done on us.
最后是一个完美的器皿。
And at the end, we will be a perfect vessel presented before Him.
我们宁可在神的手中做一个器皿。
We would rather be a vessel in God's hand.
那不在这个世界上做什么，做总统。
Than to be the president of the world.
真的。
Yeah, true.
所以当时孙尚杰上个世纪初有传道人，中国的传孙尚，他说我宁可做传道人，也不做什么总统。他那时候得了博士学位，他就扔在大海里面，去那个杜龙，他从美国到中国的这个过程里扔到大海里，就传道的时候，生机就随着他。
So this missionary from last century, he said, I would rather be a missionary than to be the president. And then he had a PhD degree, he threw it in the ocean.
他说，被做任何的职业都光荣。
And when he landed,
做美国总统都光荣。
And he landed, there was a lot of miracles that followed him. And he said, being God's servant is has way more glory than being president.
大家以后会经历这样的一个真实。
And so you will experience this reality.
就是腓拉帖腓教会的那样，当我们经历这一切试炼的时候，最后普天下人受试炼的时候，神要免去我们的试炼。
Like in the Church of Philadelphians, when we are experiencing this refinement, then God will remove the refinement.
Test.
Remove the test from us.
感谢主，好，我们来一起祷告。
So, praise the Lord, let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你拣选我们成为金灯台。
You have chosen us to be your light.
主，拣选你的教会成为金灯台。
You chose our church to be your light.
主，你把你的膏油装在我们的里面。
And you put your oil in us.
主，是的，主，你有一个过程，主，你要把这个金灯台要吹出来。
And thank you for this process to hammer out this lampstand.
但是主啊，是的，主，我们很多时候不喜欢这个过程。但是主啊，我们说愿你的旨意成就。
And also times we don't like this process, but we say may your will be done.
因为你的意念是赐平安的意念，不是见灾祸的意念，叫我们末后有指望。
Because your intent is to bring peace, not to bring disaster, and so that in the future we can have eternal life.
因为神就是爱，在你里面毫无黑暗。
Because God is love, and in you there is no darkness.
主，我们愿意，主，完全的信靠。
So we are willing to put our faith.
主，你每一天把这样的信心放在我们的里面。
And may you put this faith in us every day.
主，让我们成为一个好的灯盏，为你来发光。
To become a good lampstand to emit light for you.
我们知道你必会看顾我们所需用的一切。
And we know that you will take care of everything we need.
看顾我们。所有所经历的事情。
Take care of everything that we experience.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们用一首歌来回应。这是一首老歌，就是上个世纪，出的一个，传道人叫尼托生 Watchman Nee 写的。
So we're going to respond to this message with a song, it's an old song from last century about this, written by a missionary called.
Watchman Nee.
Watchman Nee.
当然，他呢，这个死在狱里面，后来死在这个狱里，监狱里。
Oh, and so he later died in jail.
啊，他的太太后来也一直在监牢里面。
And his wife was also in jail.
但是他的太太后来，他丈夫死了以后，他每一天早上起来都是收拾的干干净净的，虽然在狱里面。
And even though she was in prison after her husband died, she still.Tidied up every morning, groomed herself very well. Because she said, every day I need to glorify my God.
Amen. 我们来听听，这个基本的歌词的意思呢，就是说 you need to put the grapes into the press, so it will become wine.
啊，你要
看
中文。
OK. 你把葡萄入榨就能变成酒。橄榄入榨就会变成油。橄榄 olives put into the press.
Yeah, you put olives into the press and become oil.
就是这样，是。
That's the meaning of the song.
我这个人也是不是需要同样的被神来炼？
So similarly, as a human, don't we also need to experience this from God?
好，我们站起来，我们一起来唱，用心来回应这首。
So let's stand up and use our hearts to respond to the song.
如果能唱的可以，带我们唱也可以。就是说要不要带我们唱好我们就听吧 OK 好中文歌就是刚才那个阿根的意思
城堡，它就不留。 手机的东西，你的自己带在心。我要坦坦诚
保留自己的主权。
求你炼净我，使我更像你自己。求你帮助我，在每次的打击里看见你慈爱的宝贝。求你引导我一生走在你喜悦的道路上，让我向你只有一个祷告：你必加增，我必减少。
每次的打击都是真理，如你生出的空气，你自己来代替。
谢谢耶稣。
主啊，使得我们感谢你，主啊，名词的打击都是真理。哈利路亚，你所收取的东西，你自己来代替。
God, we thank you that every attack is an advantage, and the things that you take away, you will replace with yourself.
主啊，我们有一个祷告，就是愿你增加，我们减少。
We have one prayer, which is for you to increase and for us to decrease.
主啊，使得说在你里面好的无比。
In you, there's nothing better.
主啊，我们今天再次的来宣告，主啊，使得因着你的十字架，我们在你里面都是新造的人。
So we once again proclaim that because of the cross, we are reborn in you.
主啊，我们再次的相信，确定我们的身份，我们就是永生神的儿女。
Once again, believe and affirm our identity that we are the children of God.
我们是耶稣基督的仆人。
And we are the servants of Jesus.
没有人能够夺取我们的身份。
And nobody can remove our identity.
主啊，是的，主，我们在这世上活着的每一天，就是要来为你发光。
And every day that we live on this earth is to emit light for you.
主啊，是的，主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，愿你的圣灵再次来充满我们在座的每一位。
May your Holy Spirit once again fill all of us.
大家把手举起来。主啊，是的，主，我们来让圣灵来充满我们。主啊，让圣的医治要来临到你。
God, may your Holy Spirit fill us and may your healing.
主啊，是的，主，愿你的医治临到我们每一个人的心灵和每一个身体。
May your healing come upon all of our hearts and our bodies.
主啊，因着你的刑罚，我们得平安；因着你的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Because of your stripes, we are healed.
主啊，是的，主，再次你在相信你在十字架上完成的救赎大功。
Once again, believe in the work that you have completed on the cross.
主啊，我们在你里面是新造的人。
In you, we are renewed.
就是你在耶稣基督里面做成的你的作品。
We are the artwork that you have created by Jesus.
在这个过程里面，你的恩典够我们用。
And in this process, your grace is enough for us.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，你也祝福我们下面。在一起祷告奉献的时间
and bless the following time where we pray and share
奉主耶稣的名
and Jesus name
Amen
Amen, Amen.